champagne in my chalice. I got it all covered like a wedding band. Wonderland, so my alias is Alice. And we gonna start a mother riot. Or we gonna have to put
censored that part out. Welcome back to Esco's Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am joined today by Isioma Wabuzer. What do you prefer?
Wabuzer.
I know.
Wabuzer. I've never thought about the end. People focus so much on the front part of my name, I've never thought about the end part.
Is it Zer, Zor? Yeah. Wabuzer. Okay. Yeah. Isioma Wabuzer. Activist, advocate, lawyer, just all around incredible, formidable person, joins me today as my guest co-host. And we're talking kind of big picture about policing and the state of police, but also now to narrow in or center on our city that we live in, Milwaukee, which especially this year has made you know, there's constantly headlines as far as a record high homicide rate that we as a city are dealing with. And, you know, that is obviously horrendous, but there's also reckless driving that is hurting people, harming people, making things dangerous. And in the contrast to also a lack of trust of police and a history of the community relations between Milwaukee Police Department and we'll call, you know, north, we'll just say it as it usually is referred to, the north side of Milwaukee. And so I know this week the MPD launched community-oriented policing community engagement sessions, which is a mouthful, which has been, I think, what Mayor Cavalier Johnson ran on and what the Office of Violence and Prevention has been saying of bringing back community policing, which I don't know if these engagement sessions, they kind of fall under that, but part of what I always understand about community policing is also having the people who are police officers live in the community that they serve versus having those police officers live in the outer counties of Milwaukee as is allowed right now. And so what has your reaction been to the attempts so far, since we do have a new mayor in office who is also a millennial young black man who grew up on the north side of Milwaukee? Where do you see the attempt to try to rein in the crime that we're seeing? What role do the police play, but also what, how do you balance that with also building trust again? That's a big question. Sorry.
No, you're right. So first of all, I'll take a step back and say it has to come from an authentic place. I think what a lot of Milwaukee stakeholders have failed to do thus far, at least in their public rhetoric, show that they're invested in people and not invested in this, in the community, in the city. Right. So what I mean by that is, you know, I think sometime either early this year or last year, there was this huge sort of shooting of an off-duty police officer down at Shake Shack in downtown.
Yeah.
That got a whole bunch of press, right? Because now all the businesses and all these downtown stakeholders are shaking in their boots like, oh, the crime is coming near us. Right.
And it was easy to ignore when it was contained in one area versus the tourist, you know, business center.
Where we make our money, the economic sector, the economic hub of Milwaukee, when people come in where they want to spend their money. And that right there in itself is problematic, right? And when you're looking, I mean, I'm not saying the people in the communities are paying that close attention to this conversation, like myself, right, who often serve as a liaison to our communities and things like that. That is unsettling in itself, right? Because that tells me you don't care about my people, you care about your money. And that automatically, you can't build trust when you don't genuinely care, right? And I think we have to recenter the conversation where we're doing this because we want to see the people of Milwaukee thrive and not just the city of Milwaukee thrive, if that makes sense. So I think that's a piece of it.
And do you think that that rhetoric has changed at all since April, or do you feel like it's been more of the same?
You know, I haven't. I'll be quite candid. I haven't heard that much since this has happened, and so I'm excited to see where it goes. I do think that Mayor Johnson, his rhetoric generally is one that is a lot more invested in the people, and but there is parts of it that's business oriented. I know he has a lot of business stakeholders and a lot of interplay going on there. But community policing is not, it's not novel, right? And we've seen this work in different jurisdictions and different cities and been of huge success. But I think to have any sort of police force that is effective, right, and to move away from some of the statistics we've been seeing, you have to be in and of the people.
And so do you feel like on its face that these sessions, these engagement sessions that they're announcing, is a good start, or do you think it's a little bit more lip service?
I think it's a good start if you have the right people in the room. And so I think they'll have to be very intentional about getting true members of the community. Does the community know about this? Like, we know about this because we read, we care. Do the people, you know, does the person on Hadley, on Burleigh, on, do they even know about this? You know, on 56 and Center, do they know about this? Do they care to show up? So you have to have community buy-in. Another thing I would like to see, the stakeholders we have at the table. So I know that we have, what is it, the Office of Violence Prevention, the Fire and Police Commission, the Community Collaborative Commission. There are a lot of other grassroots organizations that do work in the community. They should have a seat at the table too, right? You have Ubuntu, who does research in, you know, Black and Brown communities and are completely dedicated to this work. Are they at the table? And I think that is an easy segue to get more community and more individual buy-in. So I don't necessarily think it's lip service, but it has to be done right, because if it isn't done right, it'll fall flat.
Well, and that was honestly when I read the press release, I think it was in Urban Milwaukee, on these sessions and what was happening. That was my honest reaction. I was like, well, how many people know that these are happening? Because if you're, I don't want to say low information, you know, voter, but like, it's a niche thing to be paying attention to. And if you're not part of an organization or a group that is actively trying to get this information to you, how do people show up? How do the people get their voice heard? I don't think we solved anything right now, but it's certainly interesting to hear what is at least being attempted in our own community.
Yeah, it's something to watch, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, when we come back, I'm so excited to hear your review of Rise the Movie, because I think you have a very unique perspective that many of us who enjoyed that movie don't share. So when we come back, Isioma Wabuzer will join us, and we'll continue talking about Rise, the Antetokounmpo movie.